James, James Murphy, Murphy. He was born 12/3/99. Today's 9/27/22. Mr. Murphy is a 22-year-old gentleman who comes in today after waiting for a long time to go see a doctor because he says he's afraid of doctors, period, in the paragraph. He states that he's been short of breath and he's been snoring a lot, and somebody told him that could be related to his sleep apnea. He's never had any testing for sleep apnea, but he's convinced that he has sleep apnea. He states that he works with a bunch of fat people, in quotation, and every symptom they have, I have, in quotation, period. He also has had a lump on the side of his neck where he tried to open, most likely a carbuncle, infected hair follicle, right below his ear, auricle, A-U-R-I-C-L-E, which is now has become infected and has become red. He wants that to be looked at. He also has had issues with his abdomen and has had some nausea off and on. Period. In the paragraph, he's gained about 50 pounds because he's dating this young lady who likes to eat and likes to cook, and that's been a big problem, he says. But he also is concerned about his testosterone level because his tiredness, possible related to sleep apnea, and he wants to be checked regarding that, period. Allergy, none. Medications, none. COVID immunization, doesn't believe in that. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problems, no surgery, wrist surgery, jaw surgery. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, he's single. He vapes. Family history, positive for coronary artery disease. Review of system as above, 219 pounds, significant weight gain, about 50 pounds in the past few months. 95%, 98.3, 16, 78, 140 over 70. Heart positive, smoke positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TMs are clear, skin shows no rash. There's an infected carbuncle under the right left ear auricle, 1 to 1.5 centimeter. Skin shows no rash. Assessment number one, infected carbuncle. Number two, spontaneous drainage. Number three, Augmentin 875 BID. Number four, take yogurt with Augmentin so you won't have diarrhea. Number five, rocephanogram now. Number six, set up patient for sleep apnea is a big must. Number seven, he was going to have blood work done today, but he changed his mind. He wants to come back to get CBC, CNP, testosterone level, TSH, hemoglobin A1C. Next number, he will have a sleep study at home regarding whether or not he has sleep study, but nevertheless, because of his long-standing symptoms, we looked at his echocardiogram. His echocardiogram is normal. I don't see any evidence of right ventricular hypertrophy. Next number, we looked at his abdomen because of nausea, and this appears to be within normal limits as well, except for maybe a slight fatty liver. Next number, his kidneys are stable, are normal on the sonogram. Next number, there's the abscess present in the neck, as was mentioned, thyroid within normal limits. Because of dizziness, we looked at his carotid and his vertigo was, and his carotid was within normal limits as well. Here in the paragraph, he's coming back next week for blood work, then he comes back in 2 weeks. Next number, do not touch the carbuncle, which is draining. Next number, dressing applied. Next number, take the antibiotic. Next number, if it doesn't get any better or gets worse in the next 24 hours, return with instruction. Patient was given instruction. Thank you.